Red FM's Big Red Bench. Red FM.
Yeah, it's been good. We've hit a bit of farm now, thank God. And we always knew we were capable of doing what we're doing, you know. Just the only regret is that it didn't happen sooner, you know, for us to be in a better position, maybe pushing for Europe or something like that, rather than sixth place, like, you know. So I think we're good enough to all season, all of us together, like, even at the start, we knew we were good enough to have a run like that and kind of push on up the table, but it just didn't go away at the time.
Yeah, it's funny, like, you're probably in championship form, aren't you, in fairness?
Yeah, it's true, yeah. If we were going for the kind of like the way teams that go on to win leagues, this is the kind of form that to be in at the moment, yeah, it's true.
Yeah. I tweeted there earlier off Big Red Bench just saying, I think for the first time this season, Cork City have no suspensions or no injuries going into a game. I suppose you've been unlucky in a way this season with that kind of thing, haven't you?
Yeah, there's been loads of injuries and niggles and things like that and suspensions, and so that didn't go away either. But as you said there, no, thank God, everyone's kind of fighting fit now for tomorrow night, so it's a positive anyway.
Yeah, I suppose, like, in fairness, like obviously maybe the season didn't go according to plan, but with all the injuries, I remember at one stage there was 8 or 9 players out. The depth of the squad came through, and maybe going forward into next season, the guys who got their opportunity and the experience this season will be a big plus.
I think so. Yeah, I think like it's a young squad, really. You know, when you look at it, and then a lot of the young players actually start. You know, and then there's a few on the bench, and then there's a few just in the squad. You know, so I think for next season we've gained huge experience. You know, myself, I'm still 21. Dahl's 21. Yeah. Johnny Dunleavy's 22. You know, there's players there who have played 2 or 3 full seasons and they're still only early 20s. You know what I mean? So going forward, Danny Morris, you know, and then going forward into next season, I think it's a huge bonus for us and a huge positive.
Yeah, like, where do you see your role in the squad now in terms of kind of leadership? Like obviously you said you're only 21 and it's crazy to think you are only 21, but with John Kavanagh, Gary Buckley and Danny Morrissey involved as well, like do you feel like nearly one of the more experienced guys at this stage?
Yeah, I suppose, well, when you're there a while, you would do just, yeah. There's only a handful of players who would be kind of older than you, you know, so in terms of the young players that are there, you would feel a certain kind of seniority, you know. It's just kind of just overplaying the last few seasons and they'd be just coming into the team and things like that. So, yeah, you'd feel a bit of seniority and a bit of responsibility to kind of try and help and things like that, you know, as best you can.
Yeah, do you like that, though, the kind of extra responsibility?
Yeah, it's good. It is good, in fairness. Like, if like you get, like, all the older players that I've ever dealt with, they've done it with me, you know what I mean? They've been, like, example, like Cork City, like I said, Colin Healy, you know, Danny Murphy, Dan Murray, all of them like that, you know, they're always passing things on to you, you know, so I've taken that on board and I've realised how much it actually helped my game, you know, yeah. Neil Horgan, now things like that, so I'll do it today, I'll help the players that I can, best I can, you know.
What about the game last Thursday, 5-3 against Shells, really entertaining to watch it anyway, was it a bit of a crazy game to play in?
It was, yeah, there was a weird feel about it, to be honest. It didn't, even in the dressing room before the game, like before the team talk or whatever, it felt kind of, there was a really kind of relaxed atmosphere, yeah. There, you know.
Yeah.
It was really strange, like, but then the game itself was, for a neutral, it's brilliant, like, you know, but then you have to go away, like, when you're a professional, you have to take away and you have to look at it and you have to say, look, that was too easy, we conceded these goals way too easy, things like that, you know. So attacking, it was good, you know, but on a whole, defensively maybe wasn't great for us, like.
Yeah, like obviously Kieran got all the headlines scoring 4 goals, the first ever City player to score 4 in a competitive game. He is a serious finisher, isn't he?
Yeah, that's a crazy stat, isn't it? It's unbelievable, like, that he, and just goes to show how good he is, really, you know. Like, he's only down here, not down here a week, really, you know what I mean, like, so, and he's after breaking records, like, he is a top player, like, and it is really good having him in the team, you know, the work ethic and the things he does for the team, like, it helps wonders.
Yeah, I saw it was a Mick Ring tweeting last weekend that he took him up to the Blarney Stone and stuff like that, so, like, is that a tactic to try to keep him around for next season, show him the sights?
Maybe Mick being cute there, yeah, but him and Mick really just, like, they kind of have a good friendship, you know, they're kind of after clicking, like, you know, so they kind of did spend a bit of time together and things like that, just, you know, out in his house or whatever. So he just does stuff like that with him, but maybe, I'm not sure.
Yeah, like, even as players, are you trying to convince him to hang around for next season?
Oh, definitely, yeah, you will be. Like, you know, he's certainly one that everyone involved would want to keep on to, you know. If the club are ambitious, which they are, and the players are ambitious, which they are, everyone's going to be pulling in the same direction in terms of Kieran, like, you know, trying to get him to just sign on for another year, 2 years, whatever, you know. Because I think for us to do what we want to do next season, it's vital that he does sign.
Yeah, like, he actually got on the end of one of your crosses, I think was it for the fourth or the fifth goal. For yourself, obviously, goal scoring is the ultimate, but is getting an assist like that kind of a close second?
Oh, definitely. As a midfielder there, like, you... It's not as good as scoring, but it is something that you want to be doing. Like, you know, as a midfielder, I think it's your duty to supply strikers and wingers and things like that with the ball and put them in the opportunity of scoring, you know. And if you can do that yourself, well and good. Like, but I think the first job is to get it, look up, see is a striker available, can you get a striker in an opportunistic place to score a goal, you know.
Yeah, I even noticed the other night yourself and Colin Healy were kind of maybe interchanging, you went into the centre and then we're out at the right hand side and you're kind of alternating like that. I suppose that's probably good for your overall game as well in terms of developing that kind of flexibility, isn't it?
Definitely, yeah, because I think it's you're more difficult to play against for starters, but just for me personally, like, I'm not an out-and-out winger, you know what I mean? I'm a centre mid, but if the manager wants me to play out there, I go out there and I try to do a job best I can, but naturally I kind of just drift into the middle, you know, and try to get on it in there and do what I can kind of do. And Healers recognises that. Like, so he would drift out and he would kind of... If I went in there and got on the ball, he'd know then that he'd go out and he'd kind of... Because otherwise, they're just going, I'll be out of position, cut out of position. But he has the know-how and the knowledge, you know, look, I'll go out here. I'll stay out here while you're trying to get on it in there, you know.
Yeah, the guy on the other wing, Darrell Horgan, nominated for PFAI Young Player of the Year today... He's in the final three shortlisted. Talk to me a bit about him and about playing with him and training with him and all that.
Darrell's top, like, you know what I mean. He's just genuinely nice guy and what a professional. You know, he's just every day working hard in the gym, days off on the training ground. You know, just things like that. They all matter. Like, look, there's no more deserving fella to get the either to be nominated for the young player and to be in the team here, because the season he's had for us has been outstanding, really, considering, especially the start there when he pulled us out of some holes, really, like, when you think of the goals he scored, you know?
Yeah, some unbelievable goals as well. And, like, would you say he's the kind of player who maybe kind of, like, there wouldn't be many players like him in the league in terms of what he can do in the final third? He can kind of create something out of nothing, I guess?
I would say that he'd be the best out-and-out attacking player in the league, maybe, because... When he gets the ball, first thing he does is he doesn't even think about anything else. He gets his head down, he just runs at him. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
if I was a fullback, I'd be dreading playing against him, to be honest, because he's so quick and so agile. It must be a terror to play against, you know?
Absolutely. Dundalk now tomorrow night making the trip up there. Obviously, the league is wrapped up by St. Pat's, so they're in second at the moment. And I suppose, like, the thing about them, their motivation is to keep that second place, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be, like... As I said about Shell last week, there was kind of a relaxed atmosphere in a way. I think that will be completely different tomorrow night because, as you said, they're looking to cement their place second, you know, and finish best they can, like, you know. And I think the pressure is kind of off them to try and go for the title. So now they're just going to give everything to finish a second. So I think it's going to be a huge game. And I know we're in a run of form at the moment, and I think it's no better team to go up there against and play, you know?
Yeah, like, you know, when things are going so well over the last few weeks and you're winning games and confidence is up, are you just hungry to play game after game then and just get the next one up as soon as possible?
Yeah, that's kind of it. The longer the wait, it's kind of, you have a bit of momentum, so you want the games coming quick and fast, you know? Because when you have that momentum and you're going game after game, it's kind of good to get just a run of games, you know, and we're doing what we're doing, so it's going well, yeah.
Yeah, what about St. Pat's? Were they the best team you played against this year?
I'd say so, yeah. I think they were the only team we didn't get a point off in the league. So I think definitely, yeah, they have some great players there, you know. They've every game I played against them, I enjoyed it. You know, it was always a footballing game. You know what? They'd always get the ball down. They'd always play. You'd enjoy it. If you're a footballer and you want to get the ball down and play,
Yeah. Then
there's no better team to play against than Pats, because they'll do it, like, you know.
Yeah, is that good for the league as well, that a team like that has won it?
Yeah, definitely. Like, there could be certain teams there and they go and win it, and maybe they'd be doing kind of the long ball stuff, you know, and it's not very attractive, but sometimes it's effective. So, but I think on a whole for the league, for a footballing team to win it is what you want.
Yeah, like we spoke about Ciarán Kilduff maybe coming out next season. What's your own situation at the moment, Garrod? Are you contracted for next season, or is it up at the end of this season, or what?
Yeah, it's up at the end of this season now, and I'm just in talks at the moment with the club and stuff like that. Like, so hopefully we come to some sort of a resolution and everyone's happy and stuff, you know, and we push on from there then.
Yeah, well, when would you expect that to be sorted, or as soon as possible, I suppose, for yourself?
Yeah, as soon as possible for the club and myself. So I'd say maybe it'd be definitely November anyway, you know.
Yeah, you're keen to stay though?
Yeah, you know, I'm on my doorstep here playing ball. Like, friends, family able to just come out and watch. It's great, like it is, in fairness. And the cross, like, it's great place to play.
Absolutely. Garrod, a pleasure as always. Thanks so much for your time, bye.
No matter. Cheers, Joe.
Red FM's Big Red Bench. Red FM.